Neville Hislop was a student at St. Joseph's in Bunbury when war broke out. He remembers vividly the time the children were allowed on board the Sydney while she was in harbour. As a member of the Sea Scouts, Neville was learning telegraphy. When Bunbury's sirens started blasting one evening in mid-1943, his skills were called upon.
We were all at the pictures at the Mayfair, and the six Spitfires came in from the sea and they dived on Bunbury. Darwin had just been bombed. Of course, there was panic. You could imagine everyone getting out of that Mayfair theatre. The siren sounded. Nobody knew they were coming. And I just passed my telegraphy that I had to report to the council chambers. There were people running everywhere, particularly down these air raid shelters. There was one big one right near the state school. Just sheer panic. And the only thing we had here was the Home Guard, and we had a gun from the 1914-18 war, which was up on the high school hill. And I don't think it worked. I went into ARP headquarters, which was in the council chambers, and this chappy, I forget what he was, but he was a major in the British Army, but he'd been living here in Bunbury, and he was the chief warden of the ARP, the Air Raid Precaution Unit. We were all in that. We were still in the Sea Scouts as well, and I was in it because of the telegraphy. And he gave me this note to send. And he had a little moustache, a real major type chap, you know, with authority. And I said, yes, sir, but it's got no address. Who do I send it to? And he looked at me and he looked like this with his moustache. He said, I can't tell you that. It's a secret. Yeah, that particular night was terrifying. The old man, he'd built a trench living on the river, an air raid shelter, at the back of his place near the chook yard. And, of course, it was in the evening, as you can imagine, and the tide's in. So he scrambled out the back door, jumped in the air raid shelter. It was full of bloody water. The river used to come right up to the over Queen's Gardens and right up to the back of the house, and that's how it filled up.